Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Hey, I'm Katy Perry.
It's Ingrid Michaelson, and you're listening to Big Ken and Colleen in the Morning
on Star 102.5.
This weekend, this past weekend at the box office, it again led the box office, which was a little surprising because Jennifer Lawrence's new movie, Mother, was released, which has been getting a lot of attention. Grey Drake reviewed it on Friday and actually said she enjoyed it.
Well, she didn't know what to, what to make of it, too.
She said, but she liked it in an artsy way. She said it reminded her of a film school and going and dissecting and thinking about it. And, and so she liked it in like an artsy film way. However, people across the country were talking about how it was so terrible.
Oh, it sounds messed
and
up.
And so upsetting. Yeah. People were like leaving the movie theater. So I don't know if any of you actually got out to go see it this weekend. It got me thinking about the last movie you actually walked out of.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I have ever had to walk out of a movie is because I was getting sick.
Oh.
I was in the front row, and I cannot watch movies from the front row. So it wasn't actually that the movie was so bothersome or boring or too scary or whatever. It was that I was physically ill just because of where I was sitting in the theater. That's the only reason I've ever actually had to walk out of a movie.
Right.
But I am curious.
I remember
280-1025.
I've walked out of two movies, and not anymore because movies have gotten very expensive.
Well, that's part of it.
That's
it's like
thing.
It's like at some point, even if it's boring or bad.
Because I was ready to walk out of Captain America: Civil War. The latest one.
Whatever it was.
Between him and Iron Man fighting. I was so bored out of my mind.
Okay.
I thought it was terrible. But I remember distinctly watching the movie Fargo when it was in theaters and seeing people get up and leave and wishing that I could do it too.
Really?
It's boring. It's a boring. It's a long. It's
God,
there's
people
not a
love that movie.
I know.
They loved it enough that they made it a television series.
Yep. They had to add action to it.
Okay.
I walked out of The Nightmare Before Christmas. I still understand the love affair.
That's the animated one?
Yeah, I don't understand the love affair with that movie. I thought that was weird, messed up, and boring as well. And then Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, gosh.
That movie has got issues.
That was bad.
Help.
Because it kept having
counseling.
The multiple endings, right?
Oh, like,
the whole thing. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know how that ended, but I bet it ended terribly. Good morning, Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Hey.
Good morning. So what was the movie you walked out on?
All right, so I didn't walk out on either of them because, like you said, they're really expensive. But Aloha and La La Land were, like, two of literally the worst movies I've seen in my life.
Yeah,
okay.
People loved La La Land.
Well, yeah, it was up for all the Academy Awards.
I know. I see it's coming to HBO now, and I'm like, I'm so glad I don't have HBO.
Yeah.
I hated it so much.
Okay.
And Aloha looked awful with Emma Stone and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
And that just, oh,
yeah,
boy.
Not
there
great.
There were so many good people in it. Like, I wanted it
right.
to be good, but it
right.
wasn't.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
Good morning, Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. What movie did you walk out on?
The Hills Have Eyes.
Ah.
It was so gruesome. My friend and I just couldn't sit through it any longer.
Okay.
The porta potty scene.
Oh.
I check now every time.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, it was terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the only one I've ever walked out of.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Ken, Colleen, and Kerr. What movie did you walk out on?
Saw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's too much.
It just causes you to feel so anxious. It's too much anxiety throughout an entire movie. Yeah.
It does. I had to sneak into that movie, and I had to sneak right back out.
Thanks for calling.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning.
Star, winner 2.5.